A very good morning to you. Welcome to Ars Protect with me, John Morley. Coming up on the programme today, we'll be looking at the Reimagining the Great Forest of Ochtie event, which is taking place this weekend on Saturday and Sunday. We'll be speaking with the PRO and co-founder of the Woodland League, Andrew St. Ledger, about that. If you want to get in contact with the programme, you can email us at arsprotect@goibfm.ie. You can text and WhatsApp us on 086 38 33 55 3, and you can also call reception on 09177 0077. I would advise you to take the ecological footprint calculator on our website, that's arsprotect.ie, and you can also take a quick survey there about what type of eco and environmental programming you would like to see. All that plus lots more to come up on Ars Protect. Hello and you're very welcome into the programme. Today we're looking at the Reimagining the Great Forest of Ochtie event, which is taking place this Saturday and Sunday. I'm joined now by the PRO and co-founder of the Woodland League and also biodiversity officer with KELT, Andrew St. Ledger. Andrew, you're very welcome on to Ars Protect. Talk to us about the event that's happening this weekend.
Yeah, well, the event is basically to bring a focus to our Great Forest of Ochtie plans, which have been, you know, basically, been on the boil, you could say, for a number of years. And we want to bring action to the project and actually have it manifested. And we also have invited over some Native Americans whom the Woodland League have used as an example of excellent sustainable forest management, called the Menominee. They're known as the Forest Keepers, and their reservation is an ancient woodland of 235,000 acres. So we wanted them to speak from the heart and tell, you know, people of the multiple benefits that their great forest has brought to them, to their culture, to their society, for their survival, basically. They're the only native tribe that did not have to be forced away from their lands. They've been continuously living there for thousands of years. So they're very rooted and connected. It is said of the Menominee that the water is their blood, that the land is their body, and that the trees are basically the food for their existence. They're so connected to their woods. So we want them to tell their story, share these multiple benefits, and also talk about their sustainable forest management methods, which, again, as I say, the Woodland League have advocated for many years. It took a long time to get contact with them to organize for this to happen. So the idea is, again, to have a presentation on the Great Forest of Ochtie on how it will the plan itself. I'll be giving a presentation on that. And then we'll have other presenters talking about different aspects of the history, including the ironworks of East Clare, South Galway, which caused the destruction of the oak woods by the charcoal production in the 16th and 17th century. So Dr. Paul Rondelais. We'll have some local NGOs. KELT will do a presentation. We'll have Woodlands of Ireland, Joe Guerin. We'll have the National Parks Wildlife Service, Helen Carty, and also somebody from ACRES, the new forestry kind of plan, because, again, farmers will be at the centre of this and at the heart of it. So we want to have a discussion, question and answers about this is where the reimagining comes in. We want to explore the possibilities and share the potential multiple benefits. That's really what we will be doing. It will include field trips, on the Sunday to look at actual pockets, remnants of this ancient oak wood, and again have a discussion with the Menominee foresters as to their advice on how they would see, again, future management, and in some cases no management. Like 30% of the Menominee ancient forest is left to nature, and the management is mainly focused on 70%. Also, all of the management plans can take up to 7 years for approval by the tribe, again, by the or the nation, Menominee Nation, everybody is consulted on all of their plans, and their plans are flexible, and constantly they're also looking at maybe 100 years into the future or longer periods, you know.
So, and in terms of the restoration project for the Great Forest of Oktay, as you mentioned, there's little pockets. The simplified version, if I may, of it is to connect all the pockets together and to use different corridors and channels to do that and to expand from there.
Yes, it's to allow the expansion of the pockets because they're too small to self-regulate. They're tiny in terms of scale. And we want them to expand and also then to link them by rivers, by riparian woodlands, creating corridors for biodiversity, for water protection, for soil protection, for flood mitigation. And then we also want to look at hedgerows to also act as part of this connectivity and create a matrix for biodiversity and habitat creation across the East Clare-South Galway border and within the footprint of the ancient forest of Oktay. That's of approximately 100 square miles.
And I know you yourself have a personal stake in this and your history as being a wood sculptor, that you actually noticed the lack of native woods to work with.
Yes, that was one of my kind of reasons for moving towards ecology and towards woodlands restoration, was the fact that we had no, hardwoods to use. There were, as sculptors, craftspeople, and we were basically working with imported hardwoods. And I started to question this and realized that, our woods were so depleted, I'd never realized. And that inspired me to want to see their restoration with a view to their also to increase the use of wood to replace fossil fuel products such as plastics, and also to create local economies, create more opportunities for young craftsmen and women to use wood in wood turning, in furniture making, in wood sculpting, and to be proud of using their native woodlands. And also on the basis that as wood, sustainable forest management, if it's done correctly, it's an infinitely sustainable resource, wood, if used correctly. And also because wood and trees grow in the round, you have exponential growth. So if we are to restore up to, with the aim of 30% of the 100 square mile area, there will be a need for management, there'll be a need for thinning, there will be opportunities for the development of high quality craft wood, of cherry, even non-native species like cherry, walnut, others, Spanish chestnut, to again provide incomes for local economy. We'd like to see some more micro sawmills, micro businesses in crafts, in furniture making, with using the rich heritage of the Great Forest of Oktay as a branding, exercise, and also the history, which would add value to the timber and also ensure the future of the forest through their use.
It's an ambitious project and one that will need a lot of buy-in locally from farmers and different stakeholders. How is that part of the process going? Are you still very much in the discussion and hypothetical stage?
We would be still at the discussion hypothetical stage. There is the most buy-in would be from people, private landowners, who have some local and some are people who've come into the area, who've been made aware of this project through presentations that I've done over the years. And also some groups have organized themselves now to actually restore rivers in the area. And that will involve woodland restoration as well. So you have the Eoin Dulla Lee group, and you've got the Loch Atorrick Restoration Alliance, who we hope will be speaking also on the day. And there is some concerns have come regarding management. There's some fears around what management will entail. And that needs to be addressed through discussion, through consultation, and through having people like the Menominee to explain, you know, the benefits that will come from management. And also, as I say, because it's the unknown and abstract, that we need to bring all the stakeholders together. So that's part of the next stage. We'll be setting up a steering committee and to ensure that, you know, we're bringing local communities and farmers along. There is no, yeah, I mean, they're key. They're key to this, as well as, sorry, state players and state actors like National Parks, Wildlife Service, Quailcha. They also need to be consulted and brought on board.
And the Reimagining the Great Forest of Octi event taking place on Saturday the 22nd and Sunday the 23rd of July. People can get tickets on tickettaylor.com/events/the Woodland League. And I suppose open to all who have an interest in it?
Absolutely. There's also a link on our website, which might be easier, which is woodlandleague.org. There's full information about the event and booking details there as well.
Well, I'm afraid that's all we have time for on this week's episode of Ours to Protect. Join us again at 11:30 next Thursday for another edition of our Environmental and Eco series. I'm John Morley. Until then, stay safe and have a very good week.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Galway Bay FM, the IBI, and funded by Commission na Mban with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.